In Tuesday's budget, Michael Noonan said he was raising deposit interest retention tax, or DIRT, the tax on bank savings, from 33% to 41%. The interest earned on savings is also to be subject to PRSI at 4%. Now the banks are concerned they'll lose deposits to tax-free savings products offered by their rivals, namely on Post and the credit unions. Our business editor, David Murphy, joins us on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
Now, have the banks, after everything they've put us through, actually got a point here?
Well, the difficulty is that if you look at where you can put your money away at the moment, and you'll see that the banks recently have reduced their rates quite considerably. So you'd be very lucky to get a rate as high as 3%. Many of the deposit products out there are at 2%. Now the government is going to take 45% of that by way of tax. If you look at on Post, they have a number of tax-free savings products, among them savings certificates where you can put your money away for 5 years at 2.1%. Also, savings bonds where you can put your money away for 3 years at 1.32%. So the concern is, among the banks particularly, that they would see a flow of money going into the post offices, and they would begin to lose out on deposits. Of course, if they don't have deposits, they don't have money to lend. If they don't have money to lend, it creates an economic problem, as we well know. Now, look, the banks often moan about things, and they've been doing so frequently. So the question is, how big a factor is it? And I think one of the answers to that is that for many people, they can't afford to lock money away for a considerable period of time. But for those who can, certainly on Post will begin to look very attractive.
And yet, as you say, if you're struggling to get 3% off a bank, and those rates you quote from on Post and the credit unions, they're not that amazing. It's a fairly joyless experience trying to save money, isn't it?
That's right. I think the people who will be very important in this decision will be the National Treasury Management Agency. They set the interest rates for savings at on Post. And if what they will do is they will look at the flows of money going into on Post over the coming weeks and months. And if they see that there is a lot of money going into post offices around the country and leaving deposit accounts, they will take action, and that would mean actually reducing the rates of interest offered at on post. They've done this before. Frequently, they don't give any advance warning of doing so and usually announce it on a Sunday evening, but they did so already in June of this year.
Now, the banks are facing new stress tests after Christmas. This move by Michael Noonan on the DIRT, and indeed their treatment generally in the budget, how good a prospect are they facing with those stress tests vis-a-vis all that's happened this week to them?
Well, I think one of the big things that is coming down the track for the banks is that they all have to meet targets in terms of having a certain level of savings in comparison to the amount of loans they have. And that's why they would be very concerned about seeing some of their deposits leaving, because the banks are trying to have it both ways. They want lots of deposits, but they don't want to pay that much interest. And so that's one concern. The other one is that the bank levy will hit the profitability of the banks. And certainly in terms of AIB and Bank of Ireland, it will probably cost them 45 million euro per annum. But once they begin to make profit, the minister added another change in the budget, which meant that they will be able to offset more of their previous losses against tax. For AIB and Bank of Ireland, that will mean a combined 250 million to the pair of them. So they're not moaning that much about the bank levy. In fact, one of the interesting things is there's been no statement from any of the banks since the budget complaining about the bank levy. And one of the reasons for that is that the minister did add in that change, which meant that they will have lower tax bills on their profits.
And just for somebody with a little cash, I don't know too many of them, but if you have a little bit of cash to save, I mean, beyond saving in a credit union, saving with Ampost or saving in a bank, what's there to do with it?
Well, that's a very good question. And like all of these things, it really depends how much people want to risk their money. People who aren't adverse to taking a bet with their money can be looking at the stock market is one place where many people will be looking. In fact, the stock markets have done relatively well recently, despite the crash. The Irish stock market has had a fairly strong year, and we also saw the stock market in the US perform quite well and very well over the past 24 hours since developments in Washington. But for the ordinary saver who really is worried about their savings, it's getting very difficult because the rates that they're getting on their money are being squeezed all the time. And part of that as well comes down to the European Central Bank, which has been reducing interest rates and reducing interest rates, which is great news for borrowers, but not such good news for savers, and that's something that people often forget.
David Murphy, business editor, we leave it there. Thank you for joining us.